Welcome, welcome, welcome to What the Word Says. And we are live and we are here today. And we're going to we have a special program for you, especially for you, a special prayer program that we have set out for you. And it is going to be 15 days of prayers of the Spirit. Glory to God. 15 days of prayers of the Spirit. Some of you who have been on our website, you have seen the articles where we disclose a powerful and powerful truth and revelation that the Spirit of God, brought to my attention like many years ago. As I was studying the Word, the Holy Spirit led me to these amazing, beautiful truths of His Word and the plans and purposes that He has for His children and how to effectually make it possible. Glory to God. And that is when the Spirit of God, in my pursuit of growth, in my pursuit and desire for growth in the knowledge of the things of God, the Holy Spirit led me to what we came to call, what He came to refer to me as, the prayers of the Spirit. Glory to God, the prayers of the Spirit. The prayers of the Spirit are critical, critical for spiritual development, critical for any Christian spiritual development. You know, if there's a Christian, if you're a child of God, all right, if you're a child of God and you're born again, if you've been a Christian for a while, even if you've been a Christian not for long, you would need to take yourself through a prayer program of the prayers of the Spirit to ensure, to make sure, hallelujah, to make sure to make sure that your spiritual development is according to the will of God. It is according to the will of the Spirit. Glory to God. You know, if you go on the, like I'm on the What the Word Says platform right now. And when you go on the What the Word Says platform and you go on the menu, drop down menu, and then you scroll and you look for principles of spiritual development. All right. When you click the down arrow there, the down menu, and then you go to prayers of the Spirit. There's an article that I shared there briefly that I'm going to read to you about prayers of the Spirit. Glory to God. Let me get to it quickly. Prayers of the Spirit. Okay, I'm going to read the article. So you can go on the on your website, on your phone right now, on the What the Word Says platform, and you go to principles of spiritual development, and then you search for prayers of the Spirit. Okay, prayers of the Spirit. And what I wrote here in describing the prayers of the Spirit, I'm going to read the article and then we're going to get into prayer. This is a prayer program, but I wanted to introduce people to what this is going to be about. Glory to God. All right. So it says, when we talk about prayers of the Spirit, what does it actually mean? Okay. You say, now prayers of the Spirit specifically refer to the prayer points that were inspired by the Holy Spirit and were written. Hallelujah. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit and were written for us as part of the epistles that were given to the church by the apostles by inspiration of God. So these are the prayers of the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit began to direct me towards these prayers many years as I was growing, as I was, you know, I really wanted, you know, to grow, right, in the right way in the things of God, all right? I wanted to know God's will for me, for my spiritual development. And then the Holy Spirit began to show and reveal these prayers of the Spirit to me, hallelujah. And then I included them in my prayer, in my prayer programs, all right? In my prayer of spiritual development, all right? And up until today, many years later, decades later, all right? I'm still praying the same prayers daily, all right? I still refer to those prayers, okay? So, this is something that I wanted to share with you on the What the Word Says program, on the What the Word Says platforms, so that you can also grow in the same way, all right? You can also grow in accordance with the will of God. All right, grow, find out what the will of God for your spiritual development is. Okay, all right, let's continue to read. Okay, it says, you will find these as prayers or prayer points that the apostles wrote as prayers for the church and the body of Christ. Okay, so you discover them like that, all right, as you study the epistles. So these prayers were not desires of the apostles per se, all right? They're not like the things that the apostles just wanted to see. No, these are like some people would actually like to think, right? But these are actual prayers that were written by inspiration that the apostles received from God. So these were prayers, these what we call prayers of the Spirit. I call them prayers. So they're actually the prayers of the Holy Spirit. Okay, these are the prayers of the Holy Spirit. These are the prayers that the Holy Spirit, through the apostles, wrote for us. These are prayer points that the Holy Spirit, through the apostles, wrote for us, which were written, which were inspired in accordance with the will of God. Okay, so as you pray these prayer points, you're praying the will of God, the will of God for your spiritual development, for your life. So these prayer points are critical for any Christian. Ha! If you're, it doesn't matter how many years you've been a Christian. Okay, it doesn't matter how many years you've been a Christian. You have to introduce these prayers as part of the prayers you pray, not only for yourself, but also if you have been a Christian for a long time and you're leading God's people. You're leading God's people. You have been put in charge of God's people. These are the prayers that you use to intercede for them, for their spiritual development. Okay, because these are the prayers of the Spirit of God. These are the prayers of God for the church that reveal the plans and purposes of God for every member of the body of Christ. Okay, I don't want to make this. I just want to get into the prayers. I don't want to make this this introduction very long. Okay, let's continue. So let's continue to read. Okay, so I'm on the What the Word Says app. If you're just joining us, just go on the whatthewordsays.org platform and go to prayers, principles on the menu, principles of spiritual development, and go and look for prayers of the Spirit. That's where I'm reading from. Okay, so it says these prayers were not the desires of the apostles, as some people would think, but actually prayers that were written by inspiration that the apostles received from God. All right. So 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 16 to 17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. These prayers points were given by inspiration of God. And this is, and are profitable, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It says that the man of God may be perfect. That the man, so these prayer points reveal the perfect will of God. All right, Romans chapter 12, when you go back to it from verse 1 into verse 2. All right, it says so that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. All right, so it says your mind must be renewed, that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. Okay, so it says that the man of God may be perfect. You see, you want to walk in the perfect will of God. You want the development that is in accordance with the perfect will of God for your life. You have to pray the prayers of the Spirit over your life. You want to witness and to see the perfection of the will of God and the purposes and plans of God in the lives of your members, whether you're a cell member, whether you're a church member, a church leader for your church members. You want to see that. You have to go and get these prayers of the Spirit. So all of the What the Word Says family, now you have the privilege to be able to be exposed to this information, spiritual critical information, hallelujah, that will accelerate your spiritual growth in these last days. You want to accelerate your spiritual growth. You want to accelerate your spiritual development. Then the key is the prayers of the Holy Spirit. All right. So we have we're putting this special prayer program just together for you. Hallelujah. So that you can also, your 2025, you can get a boost. You can get a boost in your spiritual development. Hallelujah. So that is 15 days of prayers of the Holy Spirit. Make sure that you participate in each and every single one of them, because each and every single one of them was specially picked and chosen by the Holy Spirit for you. Hallelujah. Okay, so 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 16 to 17 informs us that the prayers that the apostles wrote for us in scripture actually were from God. Very important. Hence, we here at What the Word Says refer to them as the prayers of the Spirit. okay, which is short for the prayers of the Holy Spirit. So in other words, these are the intercessory prayers of the Holy Spirit for the body of Christ through the apostles, revealing and expressing God's perfect will for us. How amazing is that? Okay. And then another thought. Romans chapter 8 verse 27 says, "And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit." What is the mind of the Holy Spirit? "Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." All right. So these prayer points are the expressions of the will of God for a Christian spiritual development. Okay. Okay, so therefore these prayers of the Spirit that we have written for us by the apostles in scripture could be the interpretations. So now I take it further, okay? I take it further. Here it says, these could be the interpretations of the groanings which cannot be uttered that the apostles, of the apostles for the church, okay? At which point they in turn, all right, having gotten interpretation of the groanings when they were praying, when they were led by the Holy Spirit to pray for the church, the apostles, hallelujah, and they spoke in tongues, and they declared, and they got to a point where they started to groan, hallelujah, with groanings which cannot be uttered, all right, which was the Spirit of God praying through the apostles according to the will of God. And then when they began to write now these letters, hallelujah, they were given interpretations of the groanings. You can connect that. At a certain level, your spiritual growth, you'll be able to connect that. Okay. So it says, therefore, these prayers of the Spirit that we have written for us by the apostles in scripture could be the interpretations of the groanings which cannot be uttered of the apostles for the church, at which point they in turn wrote them to the churches as prayers. All right. As prayers. So these prayers reveal to us the perfect will of God for every one of his children. Amazing. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. So by knowledge of this, a child of God no longer has to be confused or wonder what God's perfect will for their life is. Okay. When you get this knowledge, you no longer have to wonder what the will of God for your life is. Okay, so that search comes to an end. And not only will a child of God have knowledge of God's will for their life, but also they are given to us as prayers that one can pray this perfect will of God over him or her life or their lives and begin to walk in absolute fulfillment as a son of God. Hallelujah. So these prayers of the Spirit are critical. They are critical for the child of God's spiritual development. These prayers are critical. You may have never heard of them. You may have never heard about it. Okay? But you're hearing about it now. So now is the time for you to begin to engage in these prayers of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's never too late to start. Whatever it is, all right, that was never taught to you, that was never revealed to you, that you were never exposed to, all right, whichever part of the member, or whichever part of the body of Christ you have been a member participating in, okay, all right, so now, hallelujah, it doesn't matter if they never taught you there, it doesn't ever matter if they never brought you through this there, okay, now that the information, when the information comes to you, don't be like, oh, okay, so what is this again, this is not what, all right, let's, every time the word of God, new knowledge, hallelujah, new knowledge comes to you from the word of God. As a child of God, you must be glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God that this information is coming to better late than never. Listen, it's better late than never. Okay, so don't say that, you know, I've been a Christian for 30 years now. What have I to do with this? It's for you. Even if you've been a Christian for 30 years, even if you've been a Christian for 50 years, and you've never known about these prayers of the Holy Spirit. And you've never had to gone through a discipline or a program where you pray for them over your life, then it's for you. Okay? It's for you. It's not going away. All right? This spiritual development, these prayers, this will of God, it's an eternal will. Listen, you need to understand this. It's an eternal will. Okay? So it does not matter the age. It does not matter how old you are. All right. The plans and purposes of God for your life and your spiritual development are eternal. They are for this life that is now, and they're also for the life which is to come. Okay? So you can never outgrow this. You can never outgrow the will of God. You can never outgrow the purposes and plans of God for your life, because they are eternal for you. They are eternal. Okay? So from wherever you are, no matter how long you've been a Christian, no matter how long you've been a pastor, no matter how long you've been a prophet, no matter how long you've been an apostle, no matter how long you've been an evangelist, no matter how long you've been a teacher, okay? If you've never gone through this, this is an eternal, these are eternal purposes and plans for you, and plans and the will of God for your life. Okay, so now, I'm a pastor now, so okay. You're a child of God first, hallelujah, and your spiritual development as a child of God comes first, okay. Okay, so let me leave that one alone. Okay, so these prayers of the Holy Spirit are critical for the child of God's spiritual development. I myself have been praying these over my life for years. So that is me, all right, okay. For years, and I also use them for my intercessions for the saints that the Lord asked me to pray for over the years. And I still pray these prayers today. What a blessing. Glory to God. So these prayers should be compulsory, all right, that you pray, especially if you're leading God's people, that you pray these prayers for the people that God has put in your trust, okay, because you'll be praying for them according to the will of God. Okay, so we're gonna get to prayer. This one will probably be a bit long, probably be slightly long because of the exhortation. But as we go along, we're just gonna get there, get into the word, read the prayer point out, the prayer point of the Spirit out. Okay, we're gonna read the prayer point of the Holy Spirit. We'll read it out. Okay, and you can look at it as well in your Bible, in your own Bible, and you see it. We'll show it to you. And then you can pray the prayer also with us, okay? So this resource also, you know, is on the What the Word Says platform, the website, whattheWordSays.org. You go to Principles of Spiritual Development, and then you look for them. And then we'll be going through those prayer points that are put as the resource here on the What the Word Says platform. So we did that specially for you, What the Word Says family, okay? So we're going to go to, so we are on day one. This is an introduction. This is day one. So we're going to go to the first one. So when you go to the drop down arrow, 15 days of prayers of the Holy Spirit, day one. Okay. Day one. There we go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to read the prayer point. I'm going to read the scripture out, and then we're going to do the prayer. Okay, so you'd find that on the resource, the prayer point, the scripture, the prayer point that we have listed there, we put them in multiple translations. So you find maybe two or three translations just to give you a full picture, all right, of the communication. And we've also put word studies, like the original Greek words that were being that are of importance to grasp what the Holy Spirit was trying to communicate to us through these prayer points. Glory to God. So 15 days. Okay, we're going on the first one today. So welcome to 15 days of prayers of the Holy Spirit, day one. And the day one is for spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So the will of God for you is to have spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Okay, and you find this prayer of the Holy Spirit as written out by the apostles. The first one in Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 16 to 21. I'm going to read it. Verse 16 says, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Making mention of you in my prayers. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. So he says, he tells them the contents of these are now the prayers that are inspired of God, prayers that are inspired of the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's continue to read. Verse 16, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand, in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. You're okay? These are the plans and purposes, the will of God for your life, not only for this world, but in the world which is to come. All right? So it does not matter how long you've been on this journey as a Christian. These are the plans and purposes of God for your life, the will of God. And you have to have prayed for them, all right? To pray for them in your life, okay? All right? And you'll notice that as you begin to, the more you pray these prayers of the Spirit for your life, the more your life will start to journey into God's direction. Hallelujah. The more the things of God in your life, they start to make sense. Before the revelations, the thoughts, the idea, the mind of God, things become clearer and clearer. You can now begin to understand the hope of His calling. Do you fully understand what is the hope of God's calling for your life? Okay, that's the will of God that He has for you. He wants you to know it. He wants you to have it. But for you, in order for you to know it in that way, you need the spirit of wisdom. Okay, this is not natural knowledge. This is not natural wisdom. This is not natural understanding. This is spiritual wisdom, spiritual intelligence, spiritual understanding. Okay, so that's why, you know, this is a prayer point. This is a prayer of the Holy Spirit for your spiritual development according to the will of God. Okay, let's finish it. Okay. The word study there is Sophia. So say the spirit of Sophia and revelation, that is insight into reality. Okay. Sophia, to know the thing as God knows it. Wisdom is knowing the things that God wants you to know as He knows them. That is what Sophia does for you. Okay. Let's continue to read. Okay. There's the EXB version. It's a very long one. Let's read the message one and then we get to the prayer point. Okay. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15 to 23, the Message translation says, "That's why when I heard of the solid trust you have in the Master Jesus and your outpouring of love to all the followers of Jesus, I couldn't stop thanking God for you. Every time I prayed, I would think of you and give thanks. But I do more than thank. I ask the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent." This is, we're talking about spiritual intelligence here. Okay, it says He wants to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing Him personally. Think about that. Ooh-wee. Okay, it says your eyes focused and clear so that you can see. So that you can see exactly what it is He is calling you to do. See what He is calling you to do. Just grasp the immensity of His glory, of this glorious way of life He has for His followers. Says, oh, the utter extravagance of His work in us who trust Him. Oh, glory to God. Okay, the utter extravagance. Hallelujah. Says, oh, the utter extravagance of His work in us. Kayaba. Right, who trust in Him. Says, endless energy. This is miracle working power. This is the will of God for your life. God wants you to have and to be acquainted with His endless energy, with His boundless power. Kaye. Says boundless strength. I love the Message translation of this. It says all this energy issues from Christ. It says, all this energy issues from Christ. God raised Him from death and set Him on a throne in deep heaven, in charge of running the universe, everything from galaxies to governments, no name, no power exempt from His. This is the power that Jesus Christ has made available for us. Oh, glory. Okay. Let's finish it. It says, all this energy issues from Christ. God raised Him from death and set Him on a throne in deep heaven, in charge of running the universe, everything from galaxies to governments, no name and no power exempt from His rule, and not just for the time being, but forever. Hallelujah. It says, He is in charge of it all. Jesus Christ is in charge of it all. Hey, hallelujah. He is in charge of it all. Glory to God. He has the final word on everything. Jesus Christ has the final word on everything in my life. Yeshua Mashiach has the final word on everything. Hey, glory to God. Says, at the center of all this, says Christ rules the church. Hey, says the church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. Kabaya. The church is Christ's body in which he speaks and acts. The church is Christ's body in which he speaks and acts. Hey, says by which he fills everything with his presence. Now we need to pray. After this, you know, this is a prayer point of the Holy Spirit. This can only be a prayer point that the Holy Spirit can put together for God's children. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's pray. Karazika baba sheteleka rako zaka zaka zika. You know, you think about this. Look at the scriptures. Look at the words. Begin to make declarations right now where you are. Declarations of this will of God for your life. Kaya basika tada reko zaba baba baya rataka zika dokoje lentra la baba bazuto rataka zika repa zuku tu gushta kabada ratada da 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 gegege raku zapralishta kazapta para raka zegezeke reta zupralishta kata rata de reko zapralishta kaya badada lento zapralida laka zuku zakazi reto zabaha reto kozike leko zabadishta kahabada. Thank you, Father. Laka zibada de reba zika payada rato zoko dobo raka zoko dobo raka zoko dobo for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Lako zapralishta. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of Sophia and apocalypsis in the knowledge of you. Lika zipralishta kahada baba lento ko zapralishta rika zakada dadada te rako zapralishta liko zoko robonda nasa reba zeba zeba rako zaka zeta zeta reto zaprareta reta rata baba baba di rako zapralishta kayebegete raka zuku zakia raka zuku zakea leka zopraleta rado sabahide la subralishta karabda kapa radadadadesha reka zoko robosta kahide ranto zapahida re Papa Papa Regozokoka. Holy Father, I thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Thank you for giving me illumination. Give us illumination in the name of Jesus. Illumination, experiences, and visual encounters. Give us the spirit of wisdom so that we can have visual encounters of the Lord Jesus Christ, visual encounters of your plans and purposes for our lives. In the name of Jesus, Rika Sapadada, Rakuza Pralista Kadagada, Reko Zoko Rakada, Rapazubada Deshta, Likra Zikada Badoshta, Lakoza Pralida Bazupta Kade, Ratada Dedeke, Ragagaga Kekete, Repazuka Padade, Raza Prakadaha, Reka Zoka, visual encounters. In the name of Jesus, Lepazukuba, open my spiritual eyes, open our spiritual eyes with the spirit of wisdom and apocalypses. Lika sakadada rata bazikadea razukareka razukareka, so that we may see, so that we can be able to see and understand and grasp. Kayaya leko sabadada rata dadadea ayakazuka zagua rata pasubdalede lento zapradika rata dadadedesha rako zapralida badapta kade rakazuku zakayike leko zapralishta kada Eyakazaha, ye yakazeha, yakazokoroha, ye kazokodoha, rato bralida, lenta bakazukta baje, rata da 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 da, reta da 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 da. In the name of Jesus, likoza pralishta kaha, rento kozebedede, rakoza pralishta kada. Thank you, Father, for enlightening the eyes of my understanding. You enlighten the eyes of my spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, likoza pralishta kaba, so that I may know, so that I may see, so that I may experience, hallelujah, our Lord Jesus Christ in a fresh and new way in this year 2025. In the name of Jesus Christ, Renta kayebede disha, rakazuka zukade, rekazuba zobada, likazoborodosh takahaya, rakazika badende, razopralish tekazeke, rekazoko zokoto, ratoboshta, ribakazukta barita, radadadadesh takazepte beda, rapazokorogoshe, rekazokorogoshe, la subda gida, lipazuta, la zukuragi, ragi gagigagisa, risa bralish takahebde beda, ratadadadadadagi, rakuja pralish takahaya, reza kazekeze, rantoza badaya, rakazuparagadeda, repadadadi, rakazakataya, ye base, ye basoko hatapaha, ratakazitasha, rekaza bralitaka, lakuza pagadiga, razo pralishtaka yebdebede, rebakazu pralishtaka hedabasa, retabazuto, lepakazuto, lakazakika, rakazakata, lemaso bralishtaka zeptebari, razu pralika sakataha, ranta seberede, likazo kodobo, razu paride, la pazapatadata, the eyes of my understanding are being enlightened. Thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. The eyes of my understanding are being enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I can see, I can know, I can understand the will of God for my life in the name of Jesus. I can know the hope of your calling for my life in a new way in the name of Jesus Christ. La cosa pralista kata, reta kazi barida basha, reta kazi barita kata, radu bazika da gedede, repasa kataha, ratakahe, ratakahobasa, rakazukataka, rekazapata, la zopralada, la cosa baha, ratagagaga, lesho pralista kazepte karede bata, e la papa se, le cosa pralista kata, O Holy Father, grant me today wisdom, grant me today knowledge, fresh and new wisdom, fresh and new knowledge, understanding and revelation of what is the exceeding greatness of your power that is at work in me, that is at work in us. Grant me fresh revelation today in the name of Jesus. Rika zapadada, rika zakadada, radadadadea, e akazakazakaze, e rabababababa zukuda, la grushta paduka, ratadada gushtegebe, rakazike, e rasakahaha, rekahaha, ratakazebededa, ribaso bralishta, lanto zoptakarida, rebakaza, retakata, ratatata, ratatata, repasokadaga, la gradusta bahede, repazusta bragede, likazupadaha, ratazebedesha, ribakazakatagesha, ribakazakatagesha, rasubralishta kaha, lepasonda sondasa, rasubralishta, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. La kazupade, le kouja barida base, la kazupralishta kata, ratadadadade, la kouza pralishta kahabde bara, renta kasobodobo, rakuza bada, rakuza badekedeshta, le sobralishta kazepedede, ratako, rataka, le masobralishta kahabde bara, ranta sondolomoshte, lenta kasaba. Grant me today new wisdom, grant me today fresh knowledge, fresh understanding and revelation of what is the exceeding greatness of your power at work in us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power which you worked in the Lord Jesus Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and all dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but in the world which is to come. Thank you, Holy Spirit. La cosa pralista kata, rata de sha, ribakaza parada, lantoza pralista kata, librakazi parada, la zoparada de, let your will be fulfilled in my life today in the name of Jesus. Let this will that you have for me in my life to be fulfilled in complete measure in the name of Jesus. Rasubakada, resubrakada, rakada gaga, rakada gaga, rekazabada, radoshta bahede, rataba zipralista rakazu pralida bakasontolomo rebaka zoptabashe rekezeke zekede rapazoko ragate rapazoko ragata rebakazika ratadika rapakazi parada renta sopraleste lekoza pralista kayiba dada razoka zokaze razoka zokaze rento sopralista libasukurapa rapazototo rapazototo rapazototo. The eyes of my understanding, they are enlightened today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for enlightening the eyes of my understanding, the eyes of my spirit, so that I may be able to see, so that I be able to see in the realm of the spirit, so that I be able to see in the realm, so that I be able to see what is the hope of your calling, so that I be able to see and understand what is your will for my life in the name of Jesus, so that I be able to have to see and have visual encounters of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lakazoparada retakadadado rapazupra nishtekada rikazuka rishtekaba ratabababababosha rekazakarakadadadosha lebrazushtekada. I can know intimately and personally, to know Jesus intimately and personally in the name of Jesus Christ. Razapadade razapadade eharabazika aradadadada rekazadadadadada rekazakaradadadada rakozakahiga rekazuku zakaha lento brada e akazuha razahaha rezahaha rakoza pranisto lenta sabarade razukarigo radabasuto repaza 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 kaza repaza kazakade rasobralista in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua lakoza pranista kade renta kazapta parishta kabha ripasata rede rakazoko to goshta kabha retazikarika retazoko to sho la sobra dada rapazubate rapazubata rakoshta parishta kada rekazoko zoko zota bashe ratoza pralishta kahada bato repasoporoshta rakoza kayishta la kazika zika zika lekazoko zoko zakade. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the spirit of wisdom and apocalypsis in the knowledge of Jesus, in the knowledge of God. The eyes of my understanding are enlightened, flooded with light, illuminated in the name of Jesus, illuminated rakapasokoroto, so that I may know what is the hope of your calling. What is the hope of your calling? Lika sabarata, la pasukudata, lekoza praliste kaba, rata zakazakada, rakoza pariste, lekoza kariste, zeto japtakiste, rekoza ptaride, ratutu gushta baga, rakoza praliste ka zeptebera, ratozo praliste kaha, ragagaga genta, ragagaga zetekete, rakuja praliste kade, repazegegego, rakoza katagista praliste bada, renta zaparida, lenta zaparida, radadada. Dadaya, rata rada dadaya, rata rada dadaya, rakazakahe, rakazakahe, rakazehe, rakazaha, rakadisha, rakazika, rakazika, kakakakasa, ratatatataka, rebasogorodoshtakabaha, rentoza pralishtakade, lekezeke regede, lekezeke regede, rabazupa dadushte, lapazuka dadushte, lakazupa gadushta, lima sobraliga, razupa gigo, ratagabade, zaptagadi. Rapazuto, repakazu pranishtakada, rekazuku dugoshtakaba, reta dadadadadesha, rapakazukaha, rekazu pralishtakade, lekoza pralishtakaya badada, rantozo pralishtakade bedese, rekazakazakaze, retetetetetesha, retezetetetesha, retezetetetesha, retezetetetesha. Lakoza pralishta kata. They have us acquainted. Acquaint us with the power. Acquaint us with your supernatural power in the name of Jesus, which you worked in Christ when you raised him from the dead and sat him at your own right hand. In the name of Jesus. O Holy Father, lekoza pralishta kata. Ratatata zukudobosta. Likoza pralishta kazeptepere. Rekezekezekede. Rekezekezekede. Rasobralishta kayebdebesha. Rapapapazushta kuru. Robdoboka, Reka Zukuzukusha, Reka Zukuzukusha, Reka Zukudubusha, Reta Zubududusha, Lantra Liga Zaba, Lantra Liga Zaba, Lentra Kazukta Bashehaya, Rakoza Pralista Kahapta Pase, Reka Zeka Zekate, Reka Zeka Zekate, Rakoza Pralista Kayibada, Holy Father, oh, we thank you for the spirit of wisdom. We thank you for the spirit of wisdom. God and Father of glory, I thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ and revelation in the knowledge of you. Thank you for giving me, thank you for giving us and each and every single person that is connected to this broadcast, that is connected in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Thank you for granting every person that is connected, every person under the sound of my voice, glory to God, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of Sophia, the spirit of Sophia and Apocalypses in the knowledge of you, Father. Thank you for granting them illumination and experiences and visual encounters of the Lord Jesus Christ, visual encounters and experiences of the Word of God, real experiences with your Word in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for enlightening the eyes of their understanding that they may know, Holy Father. Thank you for enlightening, for opening up, for illuminating the eyes of their spirit. Illuminate the eyes of their spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they may be able to see and experience your Word, that they may be able to see and experience the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, and know what is the hope of your calling for their lives, and know what is the hope of your calling and the glorious riches, the glorious riches. Give them a revelation and knowledge and understanding of your glorious riches, of your inheritance in the saints. Grant each and every single person today, Father, grant them today wisdom, knowledge and understanding by the Spirit, and revelation by the Spirit of the exceeding greatness of your power that is at work in them. Let them know intimately, let them experience your power, your dunamis power, your supernatural working power. Let them experience this from today in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, according to the working of your mighty power, which you worked in the Lord Jesus Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality, all power, all might, and all dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world which is to come, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Reka baba shakata lako ze prelishtaka he reze ze 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 keje razuzuzuzu baka rika zuka zuka sha rako ze prelishtaka yeb debita re de 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 sha reke ze de de sha. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Lako zobara goshtaka de reze ze 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 bakada rika sobralishtaka he debada rako zobara doshtaka zi in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your manifested presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for knowledge. Thank you for your grace. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. Oh, Yeshua. Yeshua Mashiach. El Elyon. Yeshua Mashiach. Yeshua Mashiach. Elohim. Yeshua, I thank you. Elohim. Yeshua Mashiach. Oh, glory to God. I worship you and bless your name. Hallelujah. Yeshua Mashiach. Yeshua. El Elyon. El Elyon. Oh, I bless your name. El Elyon. Yeshua Mashiach. Yeshua Mashiach. Yahadvahe. Yahadvahe. Yeshua Mashiach. El Elyon. Hallelujah. The possessor, the creator, the maker, and possessor of heaven and earth. Yeshua Mashiach, El Elyon. Hi-ya-ya-ya. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to go now to the speak the word. Hallelujah. So like when you see, when you're using this platform, when you're using this resource of the that is on our website, you'd find that we have, you know, at what, this is what we do at What the Word Says. It's all about the Word of God, all right? It's all about the Word of God. So 15 days of prayers of the Holy Spirit, day one, spiritual wisdom, knowledge and understanding, right? We have the first one is study the Word, glory to God. So everything is focused on study the Word. And then after that, you have pray the Word, glory to God. And then now we're going to get into speak the Word, hallelujah. So you can repeat this affirmation after me. Glory to God. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God is at work in me. The eyes of my understanding are flooded with the revelatory light knowledge of God and of the hope of his calling and the glorious inheritance that he has given to his saints. This light knowledge of God empowers me to see, empowers me to encounter, and empowers me to experience our Lord Jesus Christ. The wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God's resurrection power is at work in me in accordance to the same degree that God worked it in Jesus Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand in the heavenly places far above all principality, power and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in that which is to come. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Glory to God, we have come to the end of our first session of 15 days, the first day. Thank you for joining. Thank you for participating. Remember, this is 15 days of prayers of the Holy Spirit, and this is just day one. We got 14 other sessions for you. So same time, same place. Share it, let people know, invite people, send people that you want, people that you want the will of God to be, the manifestation of the will of God to become evident in their lives. If there's anybody that you know that you that is praying, that is hungry, that wants the truth, hallelujah, the truth of God's will and God's plans and God's purposes for their life to be manifested and they can see and experience the reality of God, invite them to this prayer program. We've got 14 more sessions. You don't want to miss any one of them. They're going to be powerful. And by the end of this program, by the end of this prayer program, 15 days from now, by the end of this prayer program, your life will never be the same again. And the direction, the course of your life would have been altered. And it would have been aligned with the plans and purposes of God for your life in this last day. My name is Shingi. I love you. God bless you. And remember that this is your time.